This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Racine leaders are set to vote tonight on a new immigration enforcement ordinance. The plan would limit city resources for federal immigration work and mostly ban masks for federal agents. Milwaukee recently put in place a similar rule. Now the federal government is suing to block it. A new apartment complex at Racine's former Regency Mall site is celebrating a ribbon cutting today. The Pritchard Park Place Apartments has 266 units and is part of the larger mall redevelopment. The complex has features like private garages, a yoga room, and a golf simulator. David Crawley is in Racine today as part of his campaign for governor. The Milwaukee County executive will meet voters at One Man, One Grill from 6 to 7 tonight. He'll also be talking with supporters in Waukesha earlier in the day. Free summer meals in Racine County will now run two more weeks. Racine Unified says the program at Gifford School and in Union Grove will continue through August 12th. Organizers say demand has been so strong that the program recently ran out of food. Go deeper on that story today at racinecountyeye.com. Kenosha leaders want public input today on new rules for homes, businesses, and signs. They're holding an open house from 5 to 7 at the Kenosha Innovation Center. City officials say the rewrite would update rules that are more than 40 years old. And three Milwaukee-area hospitals are on U.S. News & World Report's latest list of Wisconsin's best hospitals. Aurora St. Luke's ranked second, Fredericton the Medical College came in third, and Aurora Medical Center in Grafton ranked fifth. UW Health University Hospital in Madison was ranked number one. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Melissa Kay. Two people in Michigan have died after becoming infected with the cyclospora parasite. According to Michigan Health and Human Services, the two people had significant underlying health conditions that may have been impacted by cyclosporiasis and dehydration. Death from cyclosporiasis is uncommon in the United States and is generally not considered a life-threatening illness. However, if you suspect you may have eaten produce contaminated with the cyclospora parasite, health officials recommend that you seek medical attention. Madison Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway is speaking out on the decision to clear out the encampment at the intersection of Williamson and Baldwin Streets. Protesters have been camping out there since the July 22nd police shooting of Corey Ruiz. Multiple tents, tables, vehicles, and a large memorial was set up in the intersection. In a video statement released Tuesday, Rhodes Conway said the decision was not made lightly and that it was made after almost 2 weeks of trying to resolve the situation peacefully and voluntarily with the people occupying the site. Police confirmed at least 10 people had been arrested as of Tuesday morning. A Rock County father charged with child neglect after the drowning death of his one-year-old child is headed to trial. Jason Christensen pleaded not guilty in court yesterday, and a judge ordered the case to proceed to trial. The child drowned in a bathtub at a home in the Rockvale Mobile Home Park in the town of Rock on June 13th. The child's mother, Rebecca Ambrose, has also pleaded not guilty and is awaiting trial, with prosecutors alleging she was using Snapchat and TikTok while the child was in the tub. Dates for Christensen's trial were not noted in court documents. One person is dead following a single vehicle crash in Taylor County. Authorities received the report of the accident early Saturday morning and found two injured men. Investigators say the vehicle involved was southbound when it left the roadway, entered a ditch, then re-entered the roadway and rolled before coming to a rest. 36-year-old Nathan Burke was thrown during the crash and died due to his injuries. The other occupant received medical treatment and was later placed into police custody on suspected drug-related charges. A father and son are accused of using fake checks to buy luxury vehicles from a used car dealership in Madison. Employees from the dealership called police about the pair after they came back to the dealership to buy their third vehicle in 2 days with checks. When staff went to the bank to verify the checks, they learned the checks were not legitimate. Police arrested the 33-year-old man initially, with the 18-year-old son taking off from the area in one of the vehicles. The 18-year-old was taken into custody a bit later, and it's unclear what charges they could face. Mail delays could become a big issue again in Wisconsin's upcoming elections, and Governor Evers and Senator Tammy Baldwin want action now. In a joint letter, they said ballots were delivered too late in the spring election and warned that a new federal rule could make things worse. They're urging the Postal Service to speed up election mail and reverse course on the rule. State election officials say many clerks have already reported problems with ballots arriving late. And that's your state news update. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
When will Micah return? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from the Packers training camp in Green Bay, where the Packers held practice in pads. Tucker Kraft is back just 9 months after suffering a torn ACL, participating in some drills. Micah Parsons asked, does he know yet when he'll be back from his ACL injury?
I'm not even going to put a set return date because obviously me and Tuck had two different injuries. Him having an isolated ACL versus me battling between meniscus and ACL. When Tuck was walking at 4 weeks, I'm still in crutches. So you could just add those 3 weeks right there. It's a whole different rehab program.
Baseball, it's the Brewers and Pirates tonight in Game 3 of their four-game series. Paul Skeens on the mound for Pittsburgh against Kyle Harrison. Back for the first time in a month from elbow soreness. Harrison adding a changeup to his arsenal this season.
I need to work on the changeup a little bit more, honestly. I'm hard on myself, but it's like I think I could take another step forward with that changeup, you know, in the zone more consistently.
That's Brewers lefty Kyle Harrison with Sports on Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today. Our high right around 74 this afternoon. Tonight, we could see an isolated thunderstorm, otherwise mostly cloudy, 62. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 75. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.